This is a continuation of a dictation from area 2, period. Please connect this with the previous one. As something happened, my ear may have actually hit a number and they gave me a job number. And put down, she does have anxiety and uses Ativan at bedtime if needed, period. She denies other major problems other than the stomach pain. The paragraph review assistance, constitutional. No fever, children made a weight change. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies earache sores. Respiratory denies dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular denies chest pain or other complaints. GI, no abdominal pain. She has abdominal pain, no vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal denies any arthralgias. Well, I see that she's on tramadol and Tylenol if needed, but she denies any specific pains. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no known diabetes. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. The paragraph past history is positive for dementia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypolipidemia, hypertension. New paragraph medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Sensipar 30 milligrams daily, dicyclomine 10 milligrams every 6 hours per day, hydralazine 25 milligrams every 6 hours as needed, lorazepam 0.5 milligrams nightly as needed, Tylenol 650 milligrams every 4 hours per day, Tramadol 50 milligrams nightly. New paragraph. Allergies, sulfa, aspirin, latex, Vicodin. Well, past surgical history is cholecystectomy. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had hyperlipidemia and she died at 90. Her father had heart problems and died at 57, period. She has a sibling with heart problem and a sister with cancer, period. She has a child with hyperlipidemia and another son with COPD and a daughter with hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, social history. She never smoked, no alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, examination. Colon, she's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Pupil decoherent reactivite, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular is intact, nickels are normal, ears normal inspection, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, trachea midline, no nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular, normal, sinus tube, no edema, pupil pulse is palpable, abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion normal, motor tone and bulk and strength is normal, no joint inflammation or effusion, skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, mental status, affect was normal, period. She's not oriented to time, got 0 out of 5, and she did not know the date, day, year, month, or season, period. In orientation to place, she knew the state, but could not tell me the place, city, county, or floor, period. She was not having behaviors when seen, but she has a history of recent behaviors and being agitated and hitting on staff and breaking things when she first came in, period. Some of these problems existed before, period. New paragraph assessment plan, one, Mrs. Two has dementia, period. It's somewhat advanced, but she can verbalize, period. Two, she has hypertension, stable with hydralazine 25 milligrams, it was amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, and she has hydralazine available 25 milligrams every 6 hours PRN, period. Three, she has various pains, including abdominal pain, and she's on Bentrol 10 milligrams daily, and I'll observe on this, period. She has on Tramadol PRN for pain, but she couldn't give me a clear account as where her pain is, and she has Tylenol PRN also available, period. We'll watch her behaviors. She can take Ativan as needed, but the hospital did not send her back on any specific medicine. And if behaviors persist, I may consider a mood stabilizer like Depakote and consider using Aricept, but I need to watch her a little bit more and see what develops, period. Overall, can any of the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Mm-hmm.